This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Luis E. Ramirez. Date of birth is September the 11th, 1962. Case ID number is 485-4769. Date of exam, August the 30th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 7/11/22. And medical records from Harlingen Veterans Administration dated 6/30/22. Identifying information. This is a 59-year-old married male with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of depression / anxiety / post-traumatic stress disorder, comma, degenerative disc disease with nerve pain in the back, comma, obstructive sleep apnea, comma, and hypoacusis of the left ear with a hearing aid. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2019, where he was a Border Patrol agent for 22 years. The claimant was also on active military service for 20 years. At the present time, he lives in a house with his wife and his four children, and he is presently receiving disability benefits from the military, as well as a pension from the Border Patrol agency. During the time that he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. Allegations number one, depression / anxiety / post-traumatic stress disorder. The claimant states that in 2002, he was having depression, anxiety, and nightmares, along with decreased appetite, insomnia, and suicidal ideation. He denies any suicidal attempts, but states that he has had decreased concentration, symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder with crying spells and paranoia. He's also very nervous about being around other people, and he states he cannot stand to have people behind him and is very jumpy about having people close to him. Because of the problems that he had, he's been separated from his wife 2 times, and they have recently reunited. He is being treated for this condition. However, he appears to be somewhat psychologically impaired and does appear to have symptoms of paranoia at this time. Allegation number two, degenerative disc disease with nerve pain in the back. The claimant states that in 2011, he was having dull lumbar sacral pack pain with electrocuting radiation down to both legs, but especially the right leg in his lumbar sacral back area. He states it came from doing extensive activity in the military and the Border Patrol jobs. He denies any surgery and was diagnosed with degenerative disc disease of the back with nerve damage secondary to deformity of his spine. He does suffer from bilateral radiculopathy. His limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, sit for 40 minutes, comma, lift approximately 15 pounds above his head, and bend over to pick up clothes. He does have an assistive device, which is a cane that he uses all the time, that was prescribed by the Veterans Administration. His daily activities include doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, and doing home exercises. He does not do the laundry or sleep or watch TV at this time. His physician is a physician from the Veterans Administration, and he has seen a chiropractor and received approximately 6 weeks of physical therapy at the Veterans Administration. He is presently on various medications for pain that do give him relief. He is on trazodone, 150 milligrams QHS, meloxicam, 15 milligrams QD, hydrocodone-acetaminophen, 5 milligrams / 325 milligrams, 1 to 2 tablets QID, and ibuprofen, 800 milligrams TID. His condition appears to be stable at this time, and his diagnosis is degenerative disc disease with lumbago and bilateral radiculopathy. Allegation number 3, obstructive sleep apnea. The claimant states that in 2018, he was suffering from obstructive sleep apnea and was having oxygen saturations that would go down to 66%. He states his shortness of breath is sometimes precipitated by walking 1 block, climbing 5 steps, and with seasonal changes. The claimant states he smoked cigarettes, 2 packs per day for 25 years, and decided to quit in the year 2000. The claimant has not been to the emergency room for his condition or hospitalized, as well as never being intubated. He is presently on a CPAP machine that he uses for his sleep apnea, which he states is helping him. He has not been given any nasal sprays or any other assistive devices. His diagnosis is sleep apnea obstruction, being treated at this time, and appears to be stable. Allegation number 4, hypoacusis of the left ear with hearing aid placement. The claimant states that since 2002, because of being in the military and being around loud noises, he developed hypoacusis of the left ear. The Veterans Administration did give him a hearing aid because it was diagnosed that he did have problems with hearing. No surgeries or infections were diagnosed for his hearing aid, for his hearing loss. He does have a digital binaural / RIC / Bicros hearing aid and has difficulty with daily conversations, hearing, and communication activities, which he has had for 20 years. The claimant did have the hearing aid on and was able to understand my conversation and to answer all questions without any problems. There was no difficulty in hearing with the hearing aid at this time. Family history. The father died at the age of 91 from dementia. The mother died at the age of 83 from multi-organ failure and pancreatitis. Medications, trazodone, 150 milligrams QHS, meloxicam, 15 milligrams QD, Wellbutrin, 300 milligrams QD, Tamsulosin, 0.8 milligrams QD, famotidine, 20 milligrams BID, hydrocodone-acetaminophen, 5 milligrams / 325 milligrams, 1 to 2 tablets QID, ibuprofen, 800 milligrams TID, and vitamin D3, 1,000 international units QD. Medical problems. Obstructive sleep apnea, steatosis, with questionable liver failure, lumbar sacral back pain secondary to lumbago and degenerative disc disease, depression slash anxiety slash post-traumatic stress disorder. Benign hypertrophic prostate disease with outflow obstruction, hypoacusis of the left ear along with tinnitus, bilateral total knee replacement, the right being in September of 2021 and the left in May of 2022. Social history. The claimant states that he smoked 2 packs per day for 25 years, but has since quit in 2000. The claimant has a history of drinking 6 to 12 beers per day socially. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit. Weight, 253 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 8 and 3/4 inches. BP, 137 over 88 mmHg. Heart rate, 73 beats per minute. Respiration, 14 respirations per minute. BMI, 37. General, this is a 59-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. However, the claimant appears to be very nervous and paranoid and does not like to have anybody around him and back of him or to be close to any doors. He appears also to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-N-T? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderis was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudae, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. The claimant did have a left-sided hearing aid in his left ear. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/30. OS uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/100. Corrected is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70. And binocular corrected is 20/30. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen, after the last sentence. The claimant does appear to be somewhat obese, and he did have diastasis of the mid-abdominal area, which was tender. Could you drop down to extremities? The claimant had no clubbing, but cyanosis was noted on the lower extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted, but the claimant did have pitting edema and appeared to be very swollen in the lower extremities. Calves were non-tender. The Holman sign was negative. The claimant also appears to have peripheral vascular disease. Could you please... The claimant also has 2 vertical scars, one on each knee, measuring 20 centimeters each, where bilateral knee replacement was performed. Could you please drop down to neurologic exam? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was depressed with signs of paranoia. He had clear thought processes and his memory was normal. Concentration was fair and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to... cerebellar function. The claimant's gait was steady, slow, but symmetric. The claimant did come with an assisted device, which was a cane. His hand-eye coordination was good and fingers to nose was normal. Heel to shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the knees and lower extremities. He also had severe tenderness, joint swelling, erythema, some effusion, and deformity noted in the lower extremities, especially in the knee area. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities, but somewhat decrease in the lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees and bilaterally, and in the supine position was 60 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees, and flexion was at 130 degrees. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with some moderate difficulty. The claimant had difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, but was able to walk at a tandem rate. He could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He does have an assisted device, which is a cane, which does give him support, and he appears to need at this time. Neurological exam. Grip strength was +4/+5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were slightly decreased at 1+, but were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were slightly decreased at 1+ as well. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but there are some muscle spasms. Muscle strength is +4/+5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. The claimant is able to pinch and oppose fingers. X-ray of the right knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well with his hearing aid. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, especially of both knees, where a bilateral knee replacement was performed. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, though with some difficulty. There is normal grip strength of +5/+5 bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to post-traumatic stress disorder, comma, degenerative disc disease with bilateral knee osteoarthritis, and history of obstructive sleep apnea, which is being treated. Probable diagnoses, number one, depression / anxiety / post-traumatic stress disorder being treated at this time. The claimant does appear to have symptoms of depression, anxiety, and post-traumatic stress disorder. He is being treated with medication and being observed closely with the Veterans Administration. Number two, degenerative disc disease with nerve pain in the back, lumbago with bilateral radiculopathy, dash, fairly normal exam at this time, being treated, appears to be stable. Number three, obstructive sleep apnea, being treated with a CPAP machine. The claimant appears to be responding well to the machine and doing much better. Number four, hypoacusis of the left ear, treated with a hearing aid. The claimant appears to be able to hear normal at this time without any problems. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Luis E. Ramirez.